Well, I think it's a very big deal to those who are interested in federal employment. And, you know, God knows we want to have really bright, motivated people interested in public service.
I mean, you recently completed, the Senior Executive Association recently completed a survey, and one of the things in there touched on these kinds of issues, people unhappy that they can't find the best and the brightest people. Does this play a role in that?
In large part, no, because those who enter the senior executive service are pretty much coming from the inside. There are obviously some hires from outside, but they're relatively small compared to the universe. I think what's really interesting about this is that the trick is when you've got thousands of resumes coming over the transom, the trick is to develop a way to quickly sort and determine those who are qualified for the positions and those who aren't. So one of my questions is, how about HR staffing? You know, Jeff Zients has said that there's an interest in cutting costs in this area, but I'm wondering to what degree that's going to be possible and whether there are, in fact, sufficient numbers of people to deal with all of these applications.
I mean, it sounds to me a little bit like some of the issues, KSAs. Everyone's almost raged against KSAs for a long time. So getting rid of that, I mean, it's a little bit like being for apple pie, I guess.
Well, the interesting thing about that is that I think it's possible they may not entirely become obsolete, because one option is certainly that you do a quicker sort and get down to the finalists, if you will. And at that point, you really do need to know more about them. So how that's going to be done is another interesting question, because at that point, you could indeed still require KSAs, but just do it from the finalists.
So, I mean, does it sound to you, do you hope that this is the first step in a broader reform package?
Well, certainly. I mean, I think this is a very big job for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is that we pared down HR offices over the years. We contracted out this kind of work, and now we, you know, we do have more interest in public service, and you have to be able to meet it. You know, I was thinking this morning that we kind of tossed the baby out with the bathwater a number of years ago when testing for jobs, for entry to the civil service, went out the door. Because that really provided, I mean, I know there aren't probably aren't too many fans of those tests, but it was a clear path into federal service. It was a very clear process. There was feedback, and all the agencies had access to those lists. So, you know, there may in fact be something back there to be gleaned from the old days.
And yet it still seems like, I mean, we've seen the failure of the national security personnel system, pay for performance kind of thing, been very difficult to implement. And it still feels like, are we moving in that direction or should we move in that direction? Still a lot of questions here, aren't there?
Yeah, and I think, you know, one question that always nags at the back, perhaps in the subconscious, is, you know, this is a merit system and of hiring. And I think the private sector is not subjected to that same sort of scrutiny. So I think inherently there's some pressure to move in the direction of taking your time, making certain that these folks are qualified, and that you are indeed getting a really good, if not the best, person for the job.
And then a little bit, the pink elephant in the middle of the room are the employee unions, which I know for senior executives, for managers, has been a issue for a while.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they weigh in on this and what problems we see along the way, because I think while there's no question that we have to do something, the question is, you know, how quickly can this be done, and will there be enough resources to get it done?
Do you hope, expect, if as this moves forward, it sounds a little bit like this is the first of a step of overall reform. What else can the Obama administration, can Director Barry do to help senior executives be more effective?
Oh, I think they're, how much time do we have? Well, for one thing, we have got to deal with pay. We all know that pay is not the primary motivator, but there are some problems around the pay system that demotivate 15s, many 15s, from looking ahead and aspiring to the SES. I think another very big issue that is seldom looked at is the issue of career political relations. You know, these folks have got to be utilized effectively. They've got to be in the communication loop and appreciated for what they can do to help the administration meet its agenda.
There's not much in this, at least, proposal that's directed at the senior executive, to those top managers. Is that at all frustrating?
Well, the OPM took a look about, now I guess it's almost 2 years ago, at the SES hiring process. And there was some experimentation with the resume system. And in fact, some agencies are now using resumes for SES hires. But there again, that has begged the question of how do you go from that resume to having enough information as to whether these applicants are meeting the executive core qualifications? Who's doing that work? Is it falling on the HR staff to figure out how to glean that? Does it require more interviews and more material eventually from these applicants? And those are questions we don't have the answers to yet.
And again, this proposal, mostly things that the Obama administration, that the executive branch can do itself, that don't require additional congressional oversight or action. And the pay issue is something that requires Congress to participate in.
Yes, so, that always puts the big mountain to climb in front of you.
And so are there ways that you can deal with that? We've heard OPM talking about pay banding and some of these other kinds of issues. Are there ways that OPM can deal with this that don't require that additional mountain?
Well, with regard to the senior executive service, there is at least one way. There's a piece in OPM regulations that really needs to be jettisoned that provides an impediment to raises unless you're at the outstanding level. So if you hit a ceiling within a pay band, which some agencies have instituted for their SES, that's a problem. So there are a few little spots here and there, but basically overall reform is going to have to come from Congress. But, you know, as I say that, you are making me think that I think there's no reason that the administration can't say more clearly to the agencies, look, if we think that or claim that a fully successful performance appraisal is in fact a very good one, then the average raises that you're giving, which are way below what the general schedule receives without regard to performance, can be bumped up. And that can be done without regard to congressional action.
And in fact, I know some of the challenges when I was going through your really marvelous survey of your membership, talking about the challenges of the senior executives. One of the things that came through, and we're going to talk to them next week, the folks of this results-oriented work environment, which OPM is testing. A lot of these things, yes, pay big, but there are other issues there as well, aren't there?
Yeah, you know, someone once said to me, and I thought it was an interesting observation, that, you know, when you didn't have all these linkages and you could give someone, let's say, an exceptional rating or an outstanding rating, and the pay issue was separate, that person could go home and tell the family, his or her family, hey, look at that, and feel really good. Now, pretty much, and I know the arguments for it, you know, the enormous majority of folks are in the you did okay category.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, we all know how much people like recognition. And I think where we see that particularly happening now in the SES, for example, is a much greater reliance on performance awards than on pay adjustment, which is interesting. So it's kind of taken the place of more substantial pay increases.